All right, that was a 3 for 30. Let's check in with the old hawk weather. No news right now, folks. Sorry. For tomorrow, high of 4, mix of sun and cloud. For Sunday, 6 degrees and nothing but sun is what they're saying now. That changed. Tonight, get down to minus 5. Right now, downtown Hamilton is 0 degrees, minus 7 with the wind chill. George from King Dice coming up. Your mic wasn't on. You're like jumping in there. Oh. What's going on, George?
I was going to say 0 degrees. Child's play.
It's child's play. How was your morning getting up in the cold?
Oh, pretty good.
Yeah?
I got to sleep in a little bit. My girlfriend, I just drove her to a tattoo appointment. She just got a tattoo. It's exciting. Yeah. I have a show tonight in Guelph as well as tomorrow night in at the Corktown. So it's been a bit crazy trying to get everything together for
kind of a busy
those,
man.
Back-to-back shows.
Yeah. Yeah. Where's your co-conspirator in crime?
He is occupied at the moment.
He's occupied.
But he will be joining me tonight for our show.
Well, he has to show for that.
Yes.
Make sure you're settled in. We're going to spin a track and then we'll come back. We'll yap at the shows.
Gladly.
Goldust, King Dice right now here on Steel City Music. There you go. There you go. You feel better now?
Oh, yes.
Very now so. Now everyone knows
that we are King Dice.
There it is right there. And, of course, you and I are yapping off, Mike, about how crazy our schedules are.
Absolutely. It seems like you have your work cut out for you.
You know what? I was whining earlier to Lucky Sticks, an artist. He's a gentleman out of Hamilton, Ontario. And he went to school here for a year, took music, went down to Berkeley. He does R&B. He's performing.
Quite the resume.
Oh, the guy's fantastic, right? And he's got he had cameras set up here. He's like a media guy, but he's also a performer, and he's also does public speaking. And before we hit the mics, I'm going, yeah, I'm doing this, this, and this. And I'm running around. I go, I'm a little tired. He starts talking during the interview. And he's like telling me everything, and I'm like, I can't believe I whined to this guy. This guy's all over the place. He's doing 9,000. You do that. Don't you feel weird when you do that? You tell someone how busy you are, and then you're like,
oh, absolutely.
And you find out that, you look silly.
In your own head, your struggles are 100% valid, and then you hear somebody else's struggle, and it just it's an abrupt sort of shock to your perspective.
Sure, I think it's needed, and I think I needed to hear.
It's a reality check.
Yeah, here's another person. But then again, he's 26. I'm not 26 anymore. You know. So how you been? Last time we were here, you were with your co-conspirator. We yapped. We played some tunes,
yes.
And we were talking about different music and everything.
These
and
are our first two shows of the new year.
Right.
We are playing tonight in Guelph, and also tomorrow night at Corktown.
Whereabouts are you playing in Guelph?
We are playing at Silence.
Have you played there before?
A few times. Yeah. I think this will be our fourth time.
Well, tell us about the venue.
It's a nice little space. It kind of reminds me of... So it's kind of an open concept art gallery. It's it's pretty close to downtown. Like, it's not too far from the downtown core or the university there. It's I really like playing there. It's nice and wide open. The size kind of reminds me of the Casbah, but it's a little bit more open. Like, you know, like Casbah, it's, it has its own, like, sort of dark atmosphere, which works for the Casbah, but for Silence, it's a little more bright and more open. And
you
more
said it's like
people.
An art space?
Yeah, there's like there's obviously music shows there, but every so often they'll have local artists like their artwork around the wall, and apparently it's a big lineup to like. There's a big waiting list to get your artwork on the walls of Silence.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, it's like over a year. Like you have to wait for your artwork to be put up on the walls. Yeah.
I always wonder about that, especially on James Street North, some venues, especially this in Hollywood, when they end up putting people's artwork on the wall. I'm always like, what if someone, like, you know, ruins it on you or something? It's not that I'm not a trusting person, but, I mean, it is a bar. You know, that must cross your mind just a little bit, right?
I think they do keep a pretty good eye on it. And what I also like about it, it's a non-profit space. It's all run by volunteers, and And everybody there is super friendly, and we've always felt very welcomed when we play there in Guelph.
Cool. Did I just read that you were on that you're in Vue? Did you get?
Yes.
Like,
Well, we got a spot in Vue magazine around the time of our the release of our EP back in end of November.
I'm sorry, I'm referring to the Guelph article. That's what it was.
Sorry. Yes.
No, not your fault. It was me. I just, you know.
Yeah. No, that's just a bit of.
But yeah, you were in Vue recently for your big show. Yeah.
Rick Taylor did a wonderful job.
That's nice of him.
Yeah.
Good.
And our friend Chris, he recently started working with this sort of independent magazine based out of Guelph. It's called Ronnie Magazine, and it's a very glossy, like, spread up. And he did a fantastic job. Like, we last played at Silence back in September, and he was kind enough to join us there and take photos of us and interview us, like, take some promotional shots. And we walked around the block, like, a few times. He just had a voice recorder going on us, and it was a lot of fun. And since starting this project, the thing that's really impressed me the most is just meeting all the people along the way.
Right. How are you – you said he was following you around. I mean, you do some interviews with myself. You come up out here at the Hog, and you did the thing with Rick. How are you relating with the press? Are you finding it a little bit easier?
Like over time?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all a matter of practice.
Right. Well, no, because some bands, like when they're doing the press, they some of them get annoyed by questions and – you know, and then some people overthink things, and it just becomes annoying, you know. Like, I mean, you and I've always said that when people come into the radio station with me, we're just having a chat. We're not, like, I'm not, like, probing your inner soul and want to know why you wrote a song this way and why it's structured that way and what it means to, like, you know, someone over in, like, East Croatia or something, you know. Like, you don't want to get too, like, because it can be very prying. You always read articles about, you know.
Well, in a certain sense, the way I see it is that I'm an artist, and being an artist is, for lack of a better word, one of the most selfish things that you can do. You're going up there and you're saying, hey, everybody, pay attention to me. What I have to say, I believe is important. And, you know, I think press like yourself, Rick, whoever, they do a good job of saying, okay, why do you believe that you are so important? It forces musicians and artists to be honest with themselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've never really looked at it that way, or trying to make someone be honest with themselves. Wait, when I do have a chat with someone,
well, maybe
I always find it because I've I've always had those read those articles where it's kind of like you could see the interview going sideways, right? And like even like one that was like over the last 10 years was like that, you know, he was a douche, Gian Gomeschi, interviewing Billy Bob Thornton, you know, and at the time,
very
when I was watching that, when I was watching that interview, I mean, he was asking legit questions. You can't just talk about you got to like do a background or Billy Bob Thornton, you did this movies and that, but you're here with your band and blah, 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 blah. And he just tanked the interview, right?
Well,
and it was kind of like, well, why are you doing that, Billy Bob? He's only doing his job, you know?
Yeah, I don't think you can expect to be in the public eye and always get lobbed softball questions to you. Like, that doesn't challenge you. It doesn't make you grow. And that's kind of the point that I was trying to make.
Yeah. No, I understand that, yeah.
Yeah, it's not necessarily about making artists be honest with themselves. It's just making sure they're not complacent with their own internalized justifications. You know what I mean?
Right. No, I get that. Totally. It's 410 right now. It's Gunner. It's King Dice lead man. I can call you lead. There's only two of you. Seriously.
We have a very death from above energy going on between the two of us.
So you're doing Guelph tonight, and you're doing the Corktown tomorrow. You played with the Corktown, some of these bands before, have you not?
No.
I don't know anything about Loose Fruit.
I think they're a very small recent project.
Okay.
I don't know if you're familiar with Bad Crush at all.
Just recently, that was the gentleman from Bad Crush. I spoke to him like 2 weeks ago.
I think this is so Luther, he plays in Bad Crush, and I think this is his side project or alternate project.
Another side project.
Oh, yeah.
For someone in Hamilton.
What a surprise.
And Chris Power?
I'm not familiar with
who put the bill together on this.
Captain Wildchild.
Okay, so this is all.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Chris Power. He's kind of got. They've kind of got sort of experimental rap rock thing going on, which I think is pretty cool. I think if you come down to Corktown, you'll be very entertained by it. And Captain Wildchild, I actually saw them. So by missing co-conspirator,
right.
Zach plays in Dizzy Spells, and back in July, Dizzy Spells and Captain Wildchild did a show together, which is how Zach and I are both familiar with Captain Wildchild.
Right. Okay. All right. Then.
Yes.
I'm just trying to get a little background on everyone.
Of course.
You all know one another. You guys are on at 12:30.
Recent change. We are on at 9:30.
Oh.
It just updated, like, just a couple hours ago.
Let me just refresh my page here. And look.
I don't know if
I'm pulling the information from Facebook right now.
That's more than fair.
Okay, yeah, it still says 12:30, buddy.
We have a group chat going on. We've been just certain changes have happened that have necessitated that hasn't necessarily been reflected in the Facebook event.
Okay, why don't we just play a track right now?
Well, that sounds wonderful.
And then we'll chat a little bit more.
Absolutely.
While I conspire to denigrate, don't go chase freedom's hard if you won't lose your self-control. Red and black is all I'll ever see. Cold and numb is all I'll ever be. Insinuates and newfound fears reciprocate. The warship be your worship and pastels be your swift demise. Red and black is all I'll ever see. Calling up is all I'll we'll be right back.
You're absolutely right. See, we're still chatting. We're spinning music, but like we're just having
a good time.
Yeah. Right now, King Dice is here. The lead, the front man, the George. I can't see a clear front man, but there's a duo. Doesn't make any sense to me. One part of the dynamic duo. How about that?
Yes.
Robin's here. We'll let the other guy be Batman. But we're hanging out and we're talking. Just off mic, we're just talking about music. And I said, what's going on with writing and everything.
Yes.
And for some strange reason, I couldn't comprehend that you would be ready to put something out. But this stuff came out end of summer, and then going into September.
November.
Yeah. So it's not. That was yesterday for us.
Well, we want to keep a good thing going. We want to keep the momentum up. And
But you said, we were just yapping while we're spinning the tune, that you've already written some tracks and everything.
Oh, yeah. No, it's the dynamic between Zach and myself is very much sort of in a rough sense. I come up with a riff. I come up with an idea.
Yeah.
Basically a rough song structure. I show it to Zach. We edit it down, make it concise, make it a fully formed, fleshed-out songs. Then I write lyrics at the absolute last minute because I love to procrastinate on lyrics.
That's really is that just your thing? You're just like, later.
Fun fact: I was up way later than I should have been last night, finishing lyrics to a song that we want to play this weekend.
Right. So then you just figured it out last night, yeah?
Yeah.
How many songs have you? Do you get ready to go into the studio?
So we have another five that we want to present. We have a couple more, but these are the five that we definitely want to put to tape, so mm-hmm. to say. And again, we're kind of looking around, evaluating our options, but not to make expectations too high. But we're very excited about who we're planning to work with.
Where did you work? Who did you work with last time again?
We worked with Glenn Marshall down at the Mule Spinner.
Yeah, and Glenn. Glenn's a meticulous type of a producer. From what I remember.
Very much so.
Yeah, he likes to take his time. Try a couple different things.
And he's very professional, and we really enjoyed the work that he did. And it's not that we have anything against him. Like, we might work with him, we might work with somebody else. We just want to evaluate our options.
You are really trying to be politically, and like, you're not going to like offend anyone right now. Like, you're not going to be held to something like, oh, Glenn heard that you're not coming back or something.
Oh, no, Glenn is the absolute worst. Never work with this man again.
Well, there's lots of studios in town. There's a lot of people to try that are different. I just had that conversation last night, ran into B.B. DeVille, and he said he was writing all these songs, and he was yada, yada, yada. Do you see, should I go to Boxcar? Should I go to this one?
Yeah.
And I actually brought up Glenn's Mule Spinner. I said, well, they do a live thing where you perform there and they record the whole show for you.
Yeah.
So you could have a live EP, that sort of thing. So, but there's so many little studios popping up. Downtown Sound, which has been around for a while.
Yes.
And Halo is back up and running. I think it's called something else. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's like a lot of little spots where you can go in and check things out.
Yeah.
I think it's a good time to get some music done.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
we're excited. We just want to be able to get something out, put to tape, and hopefully release before Christmas.
Is it going to be the same vein as what you're doing now, or is there like, are the two of you going, hey, let's do country, like old country? Like, no, for, like legit, because some artists do that, like some just to keep creative, back in the early 90s when Faith No More came out and they got pigeonholed into this funk
metal
thing. And then they went out in front of like a metal crowd, just did the Commodores.
Huh.
Like, we're just going to do this.
And now, that's a twist.
Like, we're just going to play Commodores to you and just, screw you, basically, right? But that was like, because they didn't want people to pigeonhole them and dictate them into that big thing. Because, at the time, they were trying to sell this, what they do with every year, they're trying to sell whatever's hot. And that's the end of the artist. That's what they're going to end up doing.
Yeah.
And
then they fade into relevancy not 5 years later.
Yeah, and then they come back on a huge tour, like Rage Against the Machine. Yeah.
Oof. Now, if we want to get political.
Yeah, well, no, I don't even want to talk about that anymore. It's really bothering me. But is that something that crosses your mind? Like, hey.
Definitely at some point. For this immediate next release, we're going to keep it pretty. It won't be a sudden shift. It'll make sense. There'll be a certain progression between our previous release and this one. Definitely in the future, we want to explore So Zach and I are both big fans of a band called Hella. They're a two-piece, guitar and drums. Zach Hill is the drummer for Hella, and he's an absolute madman. He's one of the craziest drummers that I've ever seen.
Where's Hella out of again?
I want to say California.
Oh, I'm thinking about something totally different. I had like Norwegian, Icelandic, you know,
no, very
giant
American.
Bows and hand clapping.
No.
Okay.
Zach Hill, for those who might not know him, or maybe they're more familiar with Death Grips, he's the drummer for the project Death Grips. But so in Hella, they usually did like a two-piecing, very like noise rock, guitar, drums, okay. Just like chaotic, wild noise. But for one of their albums, they brought in like two or three other people, and they made kind of like a soul version of the sound that they were going for. Right. It was really interesting. And we definitely, like Zach and I, want to explore that, not right this moment, but definitely in the near future.
Yeah, I just asked the question because it's like sometimes like you put this out, now we're kind of sounding like the last two things that we did, and then we get bored.
Yeah.
And then now we're going to try jazz or country or just
something. No, totally we definitely want to – we don't want to fall into the trap of AC/DC or Motorhead. And both of those bands are great for their own reasons. Like, I love both of those bands, but frankly, both bands kind of released the same album for like the entire career.
And it worked.
It worked for them.
Yeah.
It worked for them. Doesn't necessarily mean it works for everybody, but right. I respect the fact that they went out and did that and were ballsy enough to do that.
That's funny. All right. So, Guelph, you're going to be at Silence, the Silent?
Silence.
The Silence tonight.
Yes.
And at the Corktown tomorrow,
yes.
175 Yonge Street.
Yes.
With Chris Powell and Captain Wildchild, Loose Fruit. And even though Facebook says you're on at 12:30, you're actually on at 9:30.
9:30.
So someone's going to update that then.
Yes. It'll be updated very shortly.
And now what about other shows in Southern Ontario after you do this a little bit?
Nothing quite on the immediate horizon right now. We're looking to put together a Toronto show sometime in the near future, maybe branch out into London. Around May or June, we want to get quite a few shows.
You said Toronto and London, and those are two great music markets that a lot of bands talk about when they're here in Hamilton or they're from there. No one ever says Niagara Falls.
There's only
a couple bands I know in Niagara Falls that actually came in the studio. Like Kill the Duke is one, months and months ago, and they were talking about there's like they're from that area, but there's like nowhere to play, you know. And I'm just that's what I was wondering, like, because the first you didn't even mention came close to saying Niagara Falls, like it wasn't even a thought for you to go play there.
I mean, I've definitely looked there in the past, but I can agree with what Kill the Dukes said, that there doesn't seem to be a whole ton of venues to play at in Niagara Falls.
Yeah, I'm just curious whether you guys are ever going to try to get in.
To spread our seeds everywhere. We've been applying to a bunch of festivals. We were actually recently in CBC Searchlight.
Which song did you submit for that?
We submitted Red and Black, the one that we just played on air.
Yeah. Okay, and any feedback yet?
Unfortunately, we didn't make it to the next round. We were eliminated in the first round. But
why are you so polite about this? Unfortunately, we didn't meet, like. Why wouldn't you just call it, just say they're jerks for not picking us?
I don't see the need to.
You're CBC. You're supposed to play avant-garde music. Not everything's going to sound like Jan Arden from 1992. Why wouldn't you pick King Dice?
That sounds like a rant that you want to express to CBC.
Well, no. Now I've interjected my rant into your... But no, you just seem very polite about the whole thing. You know, it's just like...
Because there's always next year. And again, part of why we want to work on this next EP, which will be called Blue, in homage to the fact that the previous version was called Red.
Okay.
You know, hopefully one of our songs from that might appeal more to the judges at CBC.
Don't make music for the CBC. It's a kiss of death. 4:25 right now, buddy. Have a good show in Guelph and have a good
show at
the Corktown. And make sure you stop by and bring Goofy next time. You know,
absolutely.
Tell him I say hi.
Goofy, you mean Pluto, right?
Yeah.
Hey, baby, 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 he's a-looking so cute. Right around, round, round in that blue jumpsuit. Ghost Rider, motorcycle hero. Hey, baby, 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 he's a-blazing away. Like the stars, stars, stars in the universe. That's right. Woo!
FM, broadcasting across Hamilton from the edge of the Niagara Escarpment.
Music which tells about the future. Music about the present. Roots music. Roots music. Roots music. Of our art, roots music,
pretty soon they come to mash up the town. Mash up the town, come to mash it down. Oh yeah. From the north to the east and to the south and to the west, I do tell you, this soon are the best. Oh yeah. Mash up the town, make it mash up the town. This is sound.
We'll be right back. Music of our art.
Start with a small talk, won't you? Don't wanna feed the nightmare. Your sharp memory talks, I hear it around the room. Don't wanna hear no more from you. Start with a small talk, won't you? I don't wanna eat the nightmare. Your sharp memory talks, I hear.
Thank you.
from the edge of the Niagara Escarpment, this is The Hawk, 101.5 FM, Hamilton's alternative.
this update from the Canadian Press. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is calling for barricades on rail lines and other major transportation routes to come down. Most of the country's rail system has been paralyzed by the blockades erected by supporters of the hereditary chiefs of the Wet'suwet'en First Nation in BC, who oppose a natural gas pipeline being built across their traditional territory. Foreign Affairs.